Prescription products require completion of an online medication consultation with an independent healthcare provider through the LifeMD platform and are only available if prescribed. Subscription required. Individual results may vary. Additional restrictions apply. Read all warnings before using GLP-1s. Side effects may include a risk of thyroid C-cell tumors. Do not use GLP-1s if you or your family have a history of thyroid cancer.
If you've struggled for years to lose weight and have given up hope, did you know you can now access GLP-1 prescription medications at TryLifeMD.com? We're now offering eligible patients online access to GLP-1s, the breakthrough prescription medication that can help you lose body fat and weight. Listen to what people are saying.
It's fun to put on jeans that you couldn't get into 6 months ago.
Every morning, I look forward to getting on the scale.
For anybody who's struggling with their weight, it's a godsend.
And here's the best part. Your insurance may cover 100% of the cost of your medication. So go to TryLifeMD.com to have your eligibility checked right now. Get started today at TryLifeMD.com. That's TryLifeMD.com.
Oh, man. All right.
All right. Should we start?
Now that we got our insecurities out of the way.
Yeah.
Are we good?
Yeah. We've been complaining for the past like 10 minutes how fat we think we are.
What were they calling it? The quarantine 15?
And that's why I worked out twice this morning.
You've been putting in the hustle.
I'm planning on working out 6 times a week.
Okay, he's gonna overdo it.
But it doesn't help when you eat like absolute fucking shit.
Fast forward like 3 months, he's running like the Iron Man race.
I wouldn't even be able to start that.
I don't know how people
like practice for that shit.
It just doesn't seem fun.
But people have fun doing it. They love just.
I think it's the mental thing. Like you want to challenge yourself to something that seems impossible, and then once you do it, you're like, I accomplished that.
It's not fun to challenge yourself.
Oh no, I'm actually really liking all this red with the brown.
I was gonna say we kind of got a vibe going right
now. Yeah, we're matching a little bit.
Like I like red with brown. We might have to do that on that side.
All right, let's kick this off. Welcome back to Zane and Heath Unfiltered.
He's your host, Heath.
And he's your host, Zane.
And I'm Mariah.
Nice.
Not Matt.
Yeah, Matt's not here because he just didn't want to show up.
He's taking a personal
day. So if everybody can comment the snake emoji on all his stuff, that'd be very
everybody
good.
Everybody tweet at Matt and tell him how much of a worthless snob.
That would actually kill him.
He would be devastated.
Yeah.
No, he just couldn't make it to this episode, unfortunately. But he will be back on the next one.
Cool.
So you're
gonna
coffee time.
You're going to get a little break from Matt. That it could be a little nice. We'll see.
Right.
Or we completely go down the drain. Who knows?
Oh my! It's our favorite podcast ever.
Because we don't have a fact checker. It's not like we even do our own fact checking anyways. But
yeah, nobody.
Cheers.
But yeah,
cheers.
Hey, it's coffee time.
It's coffee time, baby. Yeah.
Around this moment is when Matt would chime in, make a book reference, joke.
Ooh, maybe we should do everything that he loves to do.
Yeah, what did you say,
Bubba? On this podcast.
I was saying this podcast episode, we should do like a book review. All of us talk about our favorite books.
Ooh. Just the whole time. Bring up all his favorite stories and just say all these wrong facts about it and just piss that off.
So actually, last year we were on a giant family vacation and...
sounds like a start of a...
No, I was trying to make up a Matt story.
Yeah.
So we had this huge family reunion. There was like 150 of us. We played tic-tac-toe, pin the tail on the donkey, and it was great.
Honestly, I get so jealous of Matt. I honestly wish he would just invite us to one of these things.
I think that's what it is. We just wish we had that experience.
Yeah. He's making jerseys right now for his family. I feel like I've said this 5 times, but he's been spending the last 4 weeks making jerseys for his family, which is like, I wish I had that much, not time, because I have a lot of time. I just wish I can
dedication
just use my brain like that. Like, instead of just sitting around doing absolutely nothing, I could be doing a fucking Sudoku like puzzle.
Right.
But I know the minute I start, my brain will just, like, it will just shut off.
Yeah.
I want to show you a book, Zane. My sister got it for me for Christmas. It's a memorization, like, book. But it's for adults.
Did you take the trash out? Like, what type of, like...
I don't remember. back to you, Heath.
I'll admit, when I try to do, like, a puzzle or something, like, yeah, it's fun, and you're like, let's do it. But then it's just the frustration.
Yeah. Like, you see how many people during quarantine are doing puzzles? Like, I'm sitting there watching these stories. I'm like, how are they sitting there doing a fucking puzzle?
I do not have the
patience for that shit.
What's crazy is, like, we do have all the time. We have all the time in the world, but it's like... I don't want to spend 12 hours on a puzzle that it's like, I found the pieces that match together. It's so like, rudimentary too.
Yeah, and people are purposely getting those 10,000 piece puzzles, and the puzzle is like the sky.
With the moon in one piece.
What are you doing? All you're doing is driving yourself crazy. It's not helping you at all.
People love it. People love it.
It's not fun.
We got my mom for Christmas an 1,000-piece puzzle of our Christmas picture. But it's like
she loves
herself.
But the thing is, it's pixelated. So she's like the hardest time.
It like wasn't the best quality photo, so when they blew it up on the big puzzle.
One piece has like 3 pixels on it, and you're like, God fucking damn it. It just looks like a
she sends us pictures of like pieces and she goes, whose ear is this? So she can put it together.
It's like those little videos that YouTubers post, like which body part, like which part, like you have to guess the person when they show a body part's the same fucking thing.
They do that on Famous Birthdays.
Oh,
I don't really. I don't really. I'm gonna be honest. I don't really get famous. We pay her just to like do like quick little in betweeners.
Yeah, go ahead. What were we saying?
I scratched that. We don't need to pay anybody.
Wow. Back to you, Heath.
You don't know how to act because Matt's not here. You just like turn into. Over here, we have a storm coming in from the southeastern seaboard.
Fucking crackhead energy over there. You're so fucking
stop.
Crazy.
Don't even
why,
start with that.
Why am I like this?
She's so crazy.
Why am I like this?
That's imagine someone like that on a podcast, like just someone that constantly interrupts and thought like think there's a fun.
Just always out of nowhere.
What were we saying though? You're saying something.
Like, I was saying like I don't really understand famous birthdays.
I think
not like in a mean way or anything. I just don't.
I think famous birthdays is only for really, really big celebrities and internet people. I don't see anybody else like actors, like kind of actors you know from a lot of movies. They're not in there. They don't put them in there for some reason. And I don't know why, because it's called famous birthdays.
I mean, it's a cool concept. You could find anybody's birthday that you know, you like or support or anything like that, which is cool. But like that's all it is.
Yeah, I don't know how people waste their time on that. Like I'm number 427 or something, but like I just can't believe people waste their time on that.
And number 427 for people coming from South Florida, also with brown hair.
I'm like the number one Zane. I take pride to that. Like that's really cool for me.
Oh, that is cool.
Are you really?
Yeah. Guys, go check it out. Make sure to boost my page so it gets more like attraction to it.
Right. You know what's another thing I don't really understand that's like popping off and super trendy right now is the whole OnlyFans thing.
Oh, that whole thing is so interesting.
I just don't get the people that are like, and maybe it's just my way of thinking and I'm a little bit different, but the guys who are encouraging their girls to do OnlyFans and take risque pictures, you couldn't give me the monthly subscription that you would be making for me to do it. Like, I just... I don't care. I guess I'm just old school.
I'm trying to figure out what you're trying to say. What are you trying to say?
A lot of guys are like posting tweets. Like she showed me something. It was this woke tweet.
Yeah, this guy said that. He said, if my girl is working on OnlyFans, I will absolutely quit my day job and take the pictures for her. And everyone was like, can you be my boyfriend? Like king and like worshiping him. And I was confused.
There's a certain stigma now of people. If there's people that like judge people for doing porn or being a stripper or anything. A lot, they get like attacked because like we're supposed to like people are like, you know, it's 2020.
There is nothing wrong with sex work. Like nothing wrong with it.
We're just saying the people with girlfriends that are doing it. Like, I don't, like, I respect, like, strippers and all of them. Like, do your thing, make your money, like, whatever. But, like, it's the fact that these boyfriends are highly encouraging their girlfriends to do it is very confusing to me.
I think because people like to see that. So, like, I think the guy that's honestly getting
praise.
I think he might have been looking for praise from other people.
That's the thing. Like, if they're happy and that works for them, by all means.
Yeah.
That's great.
Also, these people are adults. Like, this... I feel like OnlyFans is encouraging younger girls to do it and say it's okay. Like teenagers to do it.
Oh. Yeah.
And that's the problem. Like if you're an adult porn star, go ahead. Like you live, you're like...
If you're posting stuff out there on this OnlyFans and people are paying for it and it's stuff that if I found out you were sending this to somebody, I'd be like... Absolutely not.
Right.
The relationship is over. Mm-hmm. You get what I mean, though?
Yeah.
Like, if you're, like, sending it on OnlyFans to these people that are paying for it, and then it's the difference with,
right.
You know, me and...
It all depends on,
It depends on the relationship, for sure.
100%.
Right. It's funny, though, because I've seen, like, people from my high school, like, I follow on Instagram, and I'll be, like, going through stories, and they'll be, like, swipe up or check out my OnlyFans, link is in my bio, weird. And I'm, like...
From home?
From our high school.
Oh, I haven't seen anybody from our, like, high school...
I don't want to like put
you wanted to say the name so bad,
but he's one of our friends and he's like taking the videos and even promoting it on his Instagram being like,
can you say the name and we'll bleep it out? What? Get the fuck out of here.
That is weird that he
It's just weird though. I don't know. Maybe, like I said, I'm old school in my thought, but like that's...
I think that's what it is. It's being old school. I feel like it's very normalized in today's society, right? Like for kids to be doing
like kids
this.
Growing up younger than us. Yeah. Right. I feel like we're exposed to so much more than we were.
They're growing up so fast. They're growing up so
fast. We're only finding it strange from this kid because like we did not expect that from
at
him
all.
At all. There's definitely so other weird. People that I know that we could see that shit coming, like, but not him.
Baby, money make it roll.
Yeah, I might look into it. Could you imagine?
We do that when our coffee comes out. They have to sign up for OnlyFans.
Oh my gosh. it's just us with the bags in front of it. Like, could you imagine?
Oh my gosh.
Should we do it?
Nobody would want to pay to see me show more than this. You know what I mean?
Like, you'd be surprised how many girls would want to see that. Like, there's girls that love chubby guys, like the dad fucking.
All right.
I'm just saying, make an account. Don't tell Mariah, but make an account.
You can make like 50 grand a month. I'm
girls
like,
girls love it.
You wanted to talk about Tekashi 6ix9ine.
Okay, you saw I put 6ix9ine on there.
Oh my god, he didn't even spell it right. He put 6699 rapper.
SIX6NIN9. I didn't even bother looking up how to even spell it. So, guys, basically, I'm preparing you for everything to come out of my mouth about this rapper to be complete.
That's how much
shit.
He knows about him. So, just
all I know is he's a rapper. He has colorful grills and he has colorful hair and he has very colorful music videos.
I gotta look up a picture now.
He's the guy with the crazy dreads and like Skittle teeth.
He's the one that's
Skittle
teeth. He's mad. She's mad.
Right. Yeah.
Okay. Let me still look up a picture.
What is the story about him? I know he went to jail for something and he got out, but the way he got out was that he threw
snitched.
People under the...
Right, he ratted.
Which is so scary, especially today, to be snitching on people, but because people get killed for that shit. It's just so... I would have security up the fucking ass at all times every day if I snitched and I got out of jail like that.
But that's what's crazy is like, you could go to jail for doing a crime.
Yeah.
Lessen your crime by ratting out other people.
Yeah, it's... And I feel like...
I mean, it makes sense, but it's just grown-up tattletaling.
Yeah. To get a lesser sentence when you did something awful just to rat on other people, it's like, it shouldn't be like that. Just people just go to... You go to jail, you go to jail for the time that you deserve.
Wait, what did he do?
So I'm not sure exactly what he went to jail for, but it was... I don't know. There was a whole bunch of different things that happened. Was on house arrest. He got caught with, like, guns and stuff. Like, it was just like... Mm. Just a whole bunch of different things. Don't quote me on that either, but he went to jail, and in order to get a lesser sentence, he partnered with the cops or whatever and tattletaled on everybody else to make his crimes less.
How many people did he put in jail?
I don't know. I don't know exactly.
Imagine
but
he put in like 25 people.
I'm checking famous birthdays right now to see how old he is.
I couldn't even... You couldn't give me $1 million for me to guess his fucking
I
age.
Think he's 20...
I think he's so young. I
24.
Really do.
Okay, but let me ask you though. If you got busted for a crime and they go...
Oh, he's
24.
I'm tattling.
24?
He's
24. Good guess.
All
right.
It all depends on what the crime is. If I was the mastermind of something and people helped me, but I was the one that orchestrated it and I went to jail... No, I wouldn't do that. It's really fucked up.
Right.
If I was part
of something... If you got brought down because of somebody else, though.
If I was brought down by somebody else and I wasn't the mastermind and I out of the group of people I was a part of, I was, like, number 6.
Right.
When there's 5 people before me and the way I, like, got caught was really shitty and, like... I think it all depends on the situation. If I got caught because I was being stupid, then no.
Right.
If, like... I don't know, it's a tough one.
It's a tough one.
I mean, if you're sitting in that room, you have one chance to really be able to do a very, very little minimal sentence.
Right. If I was like, you got 50 years, ooh, you give me 10 people's names, you get 5.
That A, B, C, D, E, F, G.
Right. You mean, just going through them.
That's 50, true.
50 years, but 50 years, oh man, you did something really fucking shitty.
Guys, Cardi B is the same age as you.
That's crazy.
All right, let's get out of this.
Okay.
Next fucking topic.
I do want to talk about the Marcus Johns thing real quick.
Oh, that was crazy.
So the other night, Mariah was out going to CVS to like get some stuff.
Mm-hmm.
And there was a whole bunch of cop cars, sirens. And you took videos of that, right?
Yeah. So the cops, there was like 7 cops. Like, we kept having to move over because there were so many cops. But they were all going in different directions, which was weird. But all their sirens were on. And I was like, what the hell is happening? This has to be like a chase or something like that. So, of course, I asked Carly, because she's always like on top of those things.
She follows like these Facebook pages that like have live video.
She loves watching live chases.
So she knew right away, and she was like, "Yeah, it was a robbery and then a hit and run." So I was like, "Oh, so they're all like going separate ways to like corner this guy or whatever." Yeah. So then,
and I heard police helicopters and sirens and stuff like throughout the neighborhood, and I was like, "Wow, that's really close. That's like." Really, really close. Yeah. Fast forward the next morning, I didn't really think anything of it. I was just like, oh, I guess something happened.
Yeah.
I saw our friend Marcus Johns. He posted an Instagram video. He had got hit by a car while him and his wife were on a bicycle. They were just riding bikes around this neighborhood.
Could you fucking imagine getting hit by a car on a bicycle?
No.
And Jesus. So basically what happened was the guy was being chased, and I guess to try to like...
He robbed
divert
something.
Divert the and then- attention... Yeah, he like robbed something and was on the run. And to like divert the attention on him and try to get them to stop chasing him, he saw Marcus and his wife on a bicycle and purposefully swerved and came at them and ran them over full speed.
To like distract.
So the cops would be like, oh shit, we got to stop for these people that need help.
Dude, that's so fucked up. Like if the guy was running away and he hit him accidentally, I'm not saying that's fine, but like that would have been fucked up. But this guy purposely ran these two, knowing that he could have killed them. That's crazy how like he's willing to just kill two fucking people just to get away.
They got pretty badly injured, but luckily nothing like life threatening or serious happened.
Yeah, I actually saw their videos. There. Like they're getting better fast.
Yeah,
I think they're able to walk right now.
They had their surgeries. Kristen ended up like snapping. They broke the femur.
And that's the worst break you can have,
it's
right?
It's the thickest bone you have.
Yeah.
Fuck.
That's the worst. So thank God nothing happened to them.
Like,
but
the
it's
two,
just
like,
so
that
crazy.
They do no
the
wrong.
The sweetest, nicest.
No wrong.
Literally no wrong. They spend their whole life actually just trying to
following
be good
Jesus
people.
And just doing good.
Being like, really genuinely good people.
Guys, we just got some insane news right now live on this podcast.
What?
Oh my God. I'm going to read this to you is like, on this podcast live. Check this out. Okay. Your order is out for delivery. Postmates will drop off your items in 5 minutes, baby. Woo! We ordered pizza
not realizing that, hey, we're probably going to be still recording while this pizza's on its way.
So, guys, bear with us. We are going to have a pizza party. Matt is missing a lot.
Yeah, he is. We're doing everything we can to make this the best podcast possible. Uh-huh.
I wish we had like a guest that he loved.
Oh my God, could you imagine?
Like Shakespeare or some shit?
Yeah, Shakespeare.
Edgar Allan Poe. He's just like somehow is still alive. Oh, but yeah, it is here. So we might have to pause for a second, grab pizza.
I'll go get it.
Today we were driving around Heath's neighborhood just looking at like different houses because there's a lot of celebrities that like live around here. And it's crazy how many you see just running while you're driving past. They're all like trying to cover it up, but you can like tell it's who they are. And Heath brings up your guys' landlord, your last landlord, and I swear to God, 7 seconds later, she's on a run.
No. Wait, sorry, it's my new landlord.
Oh, it's your new landlord.
The one that lived here.
Why didn't we just fucking stop and say hi then? You were so scared to say hi to her.
I
thought it was the last one and you guys were like scared of her.
We were driving and she ran by and then we ended up going to a dead end like looking at the neighborhood. So we came back and I was like, oh, should I say hi? And he was like, no. And then it looks like we like turned around to come say hi to her. And I was like, oh, yeah, you're right. That'd be weird.
You guys overthink. Just
no,
say hello.
Mariah, I really thought it was the old landlord. So I was like, oh, no. Let's,
no, hold on.
That'd be weird.
But I do have an update on my old landlord.
Oh, my God.
Oh, let's hear it, baby. Let's hear it.
I'm going to show you this real quick. I'm just going to type in her name into my...
Oh, no.
Into
you found her OnlyFans.
Horse girl.
it's her naked on horses. Okay, hold on. So
the horse is fully clothed, but she's naked.
In her clothes.
Oh my God. Okay, so these are the emails that I've gotten from her.
Okay.
In the span of one day.
Oh no. Oh no.
About me moving out, ready?
About his deposit.
So these are all emails, individual emails. Keep in mind, these are all pictures throughout the house of what she just felt like sending me.
Okay.
So I'm going to go down.
Oh, fuck.
I see
20 emails.
Instead of giving him like, this is what you're getting back for your deposit, she broke it down for him through email.
Woo, pizza's here.
Is it pizza?
Here. Zane, let me
Wait,
just...
shit. Should I go get it?
Yeah,
go
yeah.
Go get it. Oh. We were just talking about how we need to lose weight. And we're getting thick.
Let's finish the story.
Sorry, guys. I got a little
fungi on my piece.
That got a little bit messy. Okay, check this out, Zane. So she's going through. You guys don't want to talk. You just want to eat real quick.
No, I'm listening.
So she's going through, and she's showing me stuff that is just so unnecessary and stuff that had nothing to do with me.
Wait, Zane, do you remember when I first described the way she looks and what she wears? And I said she wears like these types of t-shirts. She sent pictures of herself on the floor cleaning in this shirt.
She had somebody go and take pictures
of her cleaning, scrubbing the floors like Cinderella.
Zane.
To show him, I had
that's
to do
me
this.
As a landlord.
Right. Yeah, like take my
just
picture.
Fucking
three different angles. It's so funny.
Just like even this, all the exterior had to be washed. The house, the outside of the house in the back, all of the exterior had to be washed.
That's not your fault. That's weather. That has nothing to do with you.
Also, it's not my house. I was renting it. I'm scrubbing the crown moldings. This is her. She had somebody take pictures of her on the floor.
Look at the shirt. Look at the shirt. She's wearing the shirt.
Look at this. You can't make this shit up.
Get the fuck out of here, dog.
You cannot make this shit up.
Guys, this lady's on the ground. It looks like she's having an awful time. She purposely is looking like she's having an awful time cleaning.
Here, take this picture of me scrubbing.
Yeah.
But I'm not talking shit. Like, she is a really sweet lady. Super,
I'm
super
talking
nice.
Shit. Dude, I would never do that. What the fuck? Like, who does she think she is, though? This is her fucking house.
Right.
She's charging you for her to clean up floors that get dusty when you're not living there for 3 weeks.
She also texted Heath and she goes, Heath, what did you do to the roof? The roof.
I was like, what are you talking about? She's like, what did you do? Who did you have up on the roof? I was like, I didn't have anybody on the roof.
How do I even get on the roof?
This lady has fucking problems. And she's like, dude.
She sends me nails that she just found randomly around the house.
What, you gonna charge you $350 for that?
This is fee? So it's all just a bunch of like emails like that. And then there's one final master breakdown of the entire house. This is the email. One of the 100 emails that I got.
He's scrolling. Zane. He's scrolling. He's still scrolling. Still scrolling. Still scrolling. Still going. Mm-hmm.
Whoa.
Dude, it's still going.
That's one email.
Zane.
Dude, I think she just pops a fucking Adderall or some shit. She's just like, I got a lot to say. She just wants to be heard.
I'm still scrolling.
Yeah. No, Zane, she wants somebody to talk to. That's what it is. Clearly.
That's not how you do it.
This is how it starts off. When I first got there Saturday, I drove there with food poisoning. That night, I was put into urgent care all night and released the next morning.
That was awful, Barbie.
It's not that we're making
fun. No, we're
fun
not of laughing that she got food poisoning. We're laughing that she's giving this useless information.
She's making you feel bad. She's making you feel bad so you pay her what she wants when it's not right.
Normally, when you move out, it's a couple hundred bucks. You got the cleaning fee, which needs to be done anyways, because even if I cleaned it spotless, you can't have tenants leave, especially during Corona right now. You need to get a professional cleaning crew to come do shit.
Yeah, and she's only supposed to charge you for walls that she has to paint because you did something to the wall.
I mean, yes, I put up nails and sure.
But that's any place, yeah.
$3,000.
She's charging him.
$3,000. She's showing me she had to get junk removed, but it was stuff in the backyard that she had left.
She's just confused.
Before I even moved in, it was stuff in the backyard. I was just like, oh, whatever. Well, it's junk there and I'm not going to pay to go get it removed. So I just left and I didn't want to throw away her stuff because I didn't know what it was. Crazy.
Don't respond to those.
All he said was, okay.
Heath.
Well, I have to. She had to pay me the remainder of my deposit.
But she's taking $3,000 out of your deposit.
Yeah.
Dude, those aren't concrete fucking reasons for her to take $3,000 out of your account.
It's crazy.
This is why you shouldn't do that, because she does this shit to every single person that moves into the house and she gets away with it.
Right.
I would never let that shit slide. Uh-uh. Fuck that, dude.
Hey, Heath, I just got to the house. I'm just so tired. And it's just always, I'm so tired. I'm just like, all right.
She reminds me of the lady I called to return my router. I went to shut off my Spectrum service, and she was the sweetest lady, but she was one of those where she just needs somebody to talk to. She was like, if you want to try this service, I have it, but it works really well with my mom's. They have a lake house in Maine, and then I have a new grandbaby, and we blah, 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 blah. So I have to visit all the time, so I use it. Just
this is you on the phone with
Spectrum. Trying to turn. Well, who'd you think? A family member?
I'm sorry.
And she's just
completely blanked out when you started that story. I'm in my head, I'm like, oh, she's talking to her cousin.
My cousin.
But I do like people. She was such a sweet lady.
She was
on the
so
phone.
Nice. So I just like kept it going. I was like, oh, okay. Nice. Like I kept, Heath was like.
I feel so bad for laughing, but oh my God. It's funny.
It's funny. It's really funny. Yeah. I feel like we always encounter those types of people. Just like want to tell you their life story. Like mm-hmm. she was telling me about the grandbaby and this and that. I didn't ask any questions. She just kept going. She was like, because, you know, I have this new grandbaby. So we went out to the lake house and we blah, blah, blah. I was like, Matt?
Spectrum. Do you know how like there's certain people when you get when you ride in a taxi or you're talking to somebody specific, sometimes there's like Yelp reviews on that person. I don't know what app it's called or what site it's called, but you can look them up and see reviews. This reminds me of a story in Vegas when we went to Vegas. I believe it was for my birthday, and me, Matt, and Dom DeAngelis got into this taxi cab, and this lady was fucking bonkers. It was the funniest shit in the entire world. What we happened? Got into this car, she was like, buckle up, and she fucking speeds off, and she's like, happy birthday to you, motherfucking sluts. And she was just fucking cutting cars off.
What?
Almost crashed three times. Dude, it was
Were you scared?
I was scared shitless, but it was hilarious because her...
You're probably wasted. It's Vegas. You're like having a good time.
For the people, you know what? I'm going to actually just play the audio. I'm going to try to find the video. It's going to take me about 20 minutes to find this video.
But you recorded it?
I recorded it.
Oh, hell yeah. That's what I'm talking about.
It was back when I like posted a lot on Snapchat, and it was like 3-4 Snapchat videos of this lady.
Oh my God.
Her name was, I'm honestly just going to say it because it was Janine Lafarge.
Woo!
And I remember Matt was so curious. He looked up her name and the reviews were fucking hilarious. Every single person.
That's the most psychotic driver I've ever had.
Iconic.
Oh my gosh. That is funny.
It was really funny. And people listening, people watching, we're gonna play the video and the audio.
Fuck girl, happy birthday to you. Happy sad. Fuck you, slut. Is not included, okay? The roller coaster, yes. You okay?
Definitely made my birthday weekend. It was like the highlight of it.
That's so funny.
People are interesting.
Yeah.
The other day, Mariah brought up the Office reunion.
Yes.
Where the whole cast got together.
Oh, right.
Have you seen that?
Was it like a Zoom call?
Yeah.
All right. I need to stop eating.
John Krasinski had a Zoom call with this couple, and he surprised them with the cast of The Office. So they all like did the dance from Jim and Pam's wedding. They all did like
so
their dance and stuff like that. And it's gone viral. And then I text it to my friend Mike, and the couple is his cousin.
How weird is that? The couple that they surprised with
wife,
the reunion.
It's his cousin. I was like, what? How weird is that?
What a small fucking world.
What a small world. You can't
But I feel like shit like that always happens to where we're like, no way. It just doesn't. How is this possible?
A lot of weird shit like that has been happening
all
to
the
us.
Time.
Damn, that's crazy.
Yeah.
John Krasinski's actually started a YouTube channel. He's having these little interview. It's doing very well.
I saw it.
It's almost like a talk show, but like he's just in his office, and you could tell he edits and films everything, and
it's brilliant.
More people should be doing this. Like more celebrities that don't have like are not getting shows.
Right.
They should just take out their camera.
I think they're accepting the fact that like we got to do social media and they're all hop like Jennifer Aniston just hopped on like everybody's hot Jessica Alba like everybody's hopping on social media. They're like, let's just stop rolling our eyes and just do it. And it's exactly what it is. Let's stop rolling our eyes and do it
because social media has always been something that people look down, especially celebrities. Like traditional media never
looked into, which I get too
because there's a lot of like questionable people that like are on the internet, and it makes a lot of people not look good. But it's in about 5 years, it's just going to completely, I feel like, take over.
Yeah.
But what's crazy is even like vice versa, like people that book something on like a Netflix role, just skyrocket on social media because of it.
It's crazy. It's not even traditional. It's either Netflix or you post on YouTube.
Yeah,
it's like
it's that so is
two
crazy
ways to get really popping on like your social media platform.
You heard about the story with the kid that David ran into?
John B. Well, oh, so yeah, that's his name in the show, right?
I forget. I don't know his name or the guy in the show because I don't watch Outer Banks.
His name
I know
in the
Todd
show
loves
is John
it.
B. Yeah,
John B. Mm-hmm. Todd
so
loves that show.
Crazy.
It's like he just loves it, and
I feel like Todd should be on that show from what I've seen.
He should be. He looks like he 100% looks like one of the characters in the fucking show.
Yeah,
he honestly looks like the fucking main guy.
Really? Yeah. I have no idea what it is.
I know. It's, me neither. I have to.
It's
check.
A very like Orange County surfer type.
Okay, yeah,
vibe
Todd would love
show.
That.
And it's like I feel like it's action packed, but for this is just my opinion. I'm talking negative about this. It's making me feel weird because that guy watches David and loves David, so I'm mm-hmm. scared for him to see this.
He likes David, not us.
Yeah, that's true. But I feel like it's a great action for little kids.
Really?
Okay.
Yeah. I couldn't watch the show, and I love you know, shows like that, but that one just didn't hit for me.
What were we talking about?
Yes, we're actually talking about this. Call Her Daddy podcast.
Yeah,
that was so interesting. I actually looked into it a little bit.
Uh huh.
Looked into it means I saw a TikTok
about Zane doing
That's
his
funny.
Deep
That's
dive
really
research.
Funny.
So it was actually on my For You page, and I swear to God, it popped up because we were talking about it.
That's
it was after
always.
We talked about it. It was hashtag. Call her daddy.
I don't trust TikTok. I don't fuck with TikTok.
I've heard a lot of weird things about like how there's like investigations on TikTok.
What happened with Call Her Daddy though? Because like
I
didn't look into it. Like I saw like a little bit on Twitter.
The girl was saying that the two girls have been on the podcast for a long time, and
right.
it's doing really well. We both know that. Like their shit is on like number one in the charts.
Yeah.
I know they get a shit ton of listeners. I don't know their numbers, but I know they get a lot.
Mm-hmm.
I think they each get like 500K a year. And I know that is not a good price for where they're at.
Right.
100%. I feel like
they're like they literally one of the biggest podcasts in the world.
I know a very successful podcast probably makes around an ad reads because they probably get a shit ton of ad reads. It probably gets around 2 million, at least 2 million. A year, a very successful one, but they're only getting 500K each, and they're like the stars, and they're really good. They're very talkative. They're not like bad. They're very good. They're constantly keeping the energy in the podcast, and I think they try to get more. Like they want to renegotiate their deal,
right?
And they didn't want to do it, so they were like, all right, we're leaving, and they came back with a deal, but one of the girls' boyfriend, I think. Worked hard on some sort of deal, and the deal wasn't close to what they offered back to her, and she had to like take
the boyfriend's
side deal because the boyfriend got pissed,
right?
And now there's just like this huge thing where
yeah, I heard like the two girls like turned on each other, and
ooh.
I don't know if that like was in the end of this going on, or
yeah,
if this was the beginning and they like made up and they're trying to actually like
once again we don't have. Credible sources, and we know nothing.
Yeah, this is something that we saw yesterday, and we're like, "Oh, it's interesting." Because
we're basing
podcast.
This off of a TikTok.
Yeah, Mariah's family. Like, this was one of the first times I met like some of Mariah's family, and they're in town, and it was her brother and her his girlfriend.
He still can't get around.
And
my brother and his girlfriend.
And
Sophia.
I don't. You introduced me to them, but like his girlfriend part left my head,
mm-hmm.
and in my head was like. Oh, this is Mariah's brother and sister.
Right.
So throughout the day, we're all hanging out. I'm seeing them kind of touching each other, but like not in a...
I'm about to puke.
Not in like a relationship way, but like in just like a very friendly way. And I'm just like, ooh, that's a little close. And then it starts a little bit more touching. I'm just like...
I couldn't imagine being in Zane's brain during this, seeing it and just being like...
Heath, I wanted to say something so bad, but I couldn't tell you because... You're her boyfriend, and I didn't want things to like get weird. So I'm just sitting there, and I keep on eyeing these two, and I'm like, and then there's kissing. And I'm like, whoa, wait a fucking second. I'm like, whoa, wait.
What is going on?
I'm like, incest at best, put your brother to the test.
Right, right.
This is terrible.
And then I remember, there's no way I went far enough to ask.
No, you said like.
No, I think I was telling you a story and I was like, oh, my brother's girlfriend, whatever. And you were like, wait, girlfriend? And I was like, yes? What did you think? That's not your sister? I was like, no.
The
no,
whole
no.
time I thought your brother and your sister were making out and I didn't know how to say anything about it.
I mean, in his defense, I have a really big family and they're constantly coming in and out of LA and Sophia has long, dark hair, and she's Italian, so she looks like one of us. So he's probably just like, all right, sister, whatever.
I couldn't imagine being in your shoes, just like, but you're hanging, we're all at like the bar together, yeah. And you're just like...
It was almost,
trying to give Heath the eye, like, are you seeing
it? Was almost like they knew that I was questioning it, because they were going more, they're doing like, they're being more and more touchy with each other,
that,
and then it ended
so
with kissing, and I'm
funny.
I was about to really have a serious conversation with you, but like, Mariah, is this like a thing that like you do in your family? Completely understand.
He like comes to me at the end of the night, he's like, Mariah's family's really close, huh? I'm like, yeah, super big family. They're great. Oh, that reminds me, hold on real quick, of the story. Can we talk about that?
Oh, you got to talk about that. That's
guys,
the best story I've ever heard.
This is the worst type of person in the entire fucking world.
Do it. Just don't say the name of the show.
No, I won't say the name of the show.
The name of the show.
So there's this kid that is pretty big on TikTok. He's pretty big on TikTok, and he dated one of my best friends. And while he was dating her, this was probably like 3 years ago, he was on a Nickelodeon show. And
shit.
He was dating my friend, and we were at the Justin Bieber audition. And we were all standing in line, and this kid shows up. And she's kind of like, what the hell? Like, I'm at an audition. What are you doing? So he walks in like he's hot shit because he's on Nickelodeon. And then he comes to meet his friend's best friend. So me and my other friend. So we're standing there, and we're like, oh, hi, nice to meet you. And he said something. You know how people say things to get the other person to like
ask a question about it?
That's what he did. So he said something, and then I was like, wait, how old are you then?
Oh, no.
And he said, 16. And we all looked at him like...
He clearly looks older.
Right, like, what? And he goes, oh, sorry. I have to play a 16-year-old on TV, so I get it mixed up.
Like, are you fucking kidding me?
We were all like...
Oh, my God.
He goes, I'm 24. I was like, what?
Like, that's not even something, like, it's not like... in your lines that you have to remember your age on a show.
Yeah.
That your age is something that's on like the audition. It's not even mm-hmm. in the show.
That's like the background information is like, you're playing this role. You're going to be a 16-year-old kid. You have this type of attitude. And here's your lines.
And trust me, no one watching knows you're 16.
Right.
I'm telling you that right now.
Baby, you just wanted to say you're on a show doing your thing. And like, I respect it. You got a show. You're excited. But don't be fucking...
Yeah,
don't be that guy.
He's like fishing for people to like get to the point where they have to know I'm on Nickelodeon. How can I get there? You know what I mean?
Right. It's literally the same as like somebody going to Amelia Clark and being like, "What's your name?" And she's like, "Oh, I'm Daenerys." Wait, sorry.
I play her on Game of Thrones.
Like, it's a show.
I said I'm queen. Yeah, I'm
like,
queen.
It's like, hey, I'm a plumber. What do you do? Oh, I'm a queen. You're a queen. Sorry, no. I play a queen on TV. Game of Thrones. Have you seen it?
It's a really popular show. It's like the number one show on TV. Imagine that coming out of her mouth.
But that's the type of person he is. And if you see his TikToks, he's the exact, like, everything you see on his TikTok, that's how he's in person.
Oh, fuck.
Just imagine somebody coming up to you, like, a couple years ago and be like, hey, what's your name? You're like, Bonifa.
Sorry.
I have a Vine account where my name is
I was
Bonifa.
Really big on Vine, and that was my name. Sorry. Zane.
Zane.
Oh, who am I? Oh, David Dobrik's friend. I mean,
Right.
I have a name. Right.
Zane, nice to meet
you. Nice to meet you.
Hey, what's your name? From David's Vlogs. Oh, sorry. Oh, shit.
Oh, my God. Don't be that person, guys.
Yeah. Man, and I feel like a lot of people that are, like, especially these days, people that are blowing up really quick, and this is all very new to them.
Mm-hmm.
I feel like...
It's
and it
the
feels
zero
really
to 100 complex.
The last thing you want to do is call them out, and you just can't call them out on it, especially
and
if you're
talking
to
somebody.
And
it's okay to be excited. Obviously, right. Be proud of yourself, but, like...
Wait for the next question. The what do you do?
What do you do? Then... Lay it on me.
Right.
I'm an actor. I have a TV show of this.
And then it's funny because when somebody asks any of, and this is, I'm saying any of us because we've all been in this situation. I've heard all of our answers. When somebody asks what we do, we literally say everything other than what we actually do. Podcasts, YouTube, those are maybe the 20th thing I say
right.
after stupid bullshit like social media market. Like I'll just come up with some
bullshit. I always say social media marketing
because a part of me doesn't want to go really far in the conversation because I just don't want to like talk about myself a lot. And then another half is just like you don't want to like just seem.
Trust me, I know.
Yeah. But I have said I'm in David. I've done that once.
What do you mean?
Not me introducing myself. Just me. They ask what I do. And I said, oh, I'm like
I'm an actor in David Dobrik.
I'm an actor in David.
I'm only That's an funny. Actor when I'm drunk. It's weird. It's weird. It's a weird situation. I'm in.
I play a drunk 27-year-old on David Dobrik's blog.
Oh, cool. Like, so you're like a good drunk actor. Oh, no, I'm actually drunk normally.
No. I get really into my role. I like to, I method act, so I'm actually drinking. So I just wanted to come off as genuine and real as possible.
Yeah. It's really weird. Like, the second I take a shot, I put my timestamp in. Like, it's like, that's when work starts for me.
You ain't got to go
Very
to work.
Strange.
Oh, I remembered the transition into asking him what his age was. He showed up, because I couldn't remember, because it was like, literally, he was there for like a minute and all this came out. And we were like, you need to just go. Like, we need to audition. And he was like, wait, what's like the age limit for this audition? And we were like 18 plus. And he goes, I wouldn't have made it anyway. And we were like, well, how old are you? That's what it was.
Oh, so he was really feeding it.
That's
really
what it was.
For that one.
Yes, that's what it was. Funny. And he goes, 16. Oh, sorry. I play that on TV, on Nickelodeon.
It's honestly really fun meeting people like that. Mm-hmm. Because it's, I don't know, it's kind of entertaining.
It kind of like, it makes you be like,
they're different. They're different. There's not a lot of people like that.
It really isn't.
It's very rare. So it's kind of like you kind of want to like hang on to it.
That reminds me. Do you remember that one girl that would come over like our first apartment when we moved out here?
The big one. The first one.
On Wilshire.
Oh, man.
So she would come over every once in a while, and we actually ended up doing a Vine deal for her. Do you know who I'm talking about?
Oh, my. The worst person in the world. Literally the worst person.
Oh, really?
It was insane.
So she had a song coming out, and she asked us to like promote the song, and we would have promoted the song like for free if it was a good song, but it wasn't. And she kept on asking and really wanted it. So we're just like, hey, like, Heath and I will do it. You just got to, like, pay us, because it's just not something we would, like, post. We did it in the nicest way possible. We said, hey, that's not usually our content. That's the best. Oh, we love saying that line with the people that we...
Our content.
It's just not... My audience, I feel like, just wouldn't connect with that content. But she agreed to the price, and... Which we lowballed, completely lowballed.
But she also
her.
Had a team. It wasn't like it was, like, her money. She had, like, a team that was backing everything, that was, like, putting... money into online spending to promote this song.
She had like investors or like a label or something, right. Basically, we bought the shit that we needed for the Vine, and we did it, and it was probably the worst Vine we've ever posted. And we posted it. What happened? Where they were just like, no, it's not good enough, or they wanted
approved it. We posted it, and then was like, no, no, we take that back. It's not what we were looking for. We're not gonna pay you guys.
What? No, that's not a thing.
After it's been up for like 3 days.
But the thing is, like, just the type of, like...
Oh, my gosh.
The type of person she was.
Can I add in a little bit of
flavor?
A very, very important detail on this? She was in it. She was in the video. She was in the video and is still... I think they just wanted another... They wanted another one, right? They wanted us to keep that one up and wanted us to post another one for the same... like...
After 3 days, it didn't get approved?
No, she was just like, the dumbest. Oh, my God. Anyways.
Almost like the girl asking if the vodka was vegan.
Yeah.
Like, it was just, like, really very dumb shit. By the way, guys, we hung out with a girl once, and she asked if the Grey Goose vodka was vegan. But when we went to the store to get alcohol.
She thought it had geese in it.
Wait, that was the reason?
Yeah.
She thought there was geese in it?
She is not a comedian. This was not a joke.
This
was 100% authentic and came straight out of her mouth. I say a lot of dumb things. There's a lot of loose screws in my head, and I'm willing to admit that. But oh my God. I have never heard anything like that in my life.
Grey Goose, wait, that's not vegan, is it? Wait, it doesn't have geese in it, does it?
That was serious?
Yeah.
Oh my gosh, my brain is throbbing.
There's not geese in it, is it? But fuck. Mind you, she was of age. She was like 20, 22, 23. She was like well over drinking age. So this wasn't like a 15-year-old asking to drink. This is like an adult.
Right.
All right, guys, we don't want to let this pizza get cold. There's about 5 slices staring right at me, and I really want to eat more. So I think we're going to put this podcast
to bed.
To bed. Night-night.
It's time to put it to bed.
Exactly. Guys, thank you so much for tuning in and listening every week. We really appreciate it. We love you guys so much.
Also, we have bonus videos every week on the podcast channel as well. It's going to be every Thursday. So if you want to check those out, please do as well.
Just little fun videos that we, since we have time.
Little, just us do little
content
one.
To you.
Do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-
Ryan Heath Unfiltered, and we'll see you next week.
Bye.
Later.
Later, alligator.
CarMax is putting peace of mind back in car shopping by putting you in the driver's seat to find a ride that's right for you. Because at CarMax, we believe you shouldn't just settle for a car. You should love your car. That's why every car we sell is CarMax certified quality, so you can be sure, with upfront pricing that's the same for every customer. So don't settle. Find love at first drive and start shopping now at CarMax.com. CarMax, the way car buying should be.
Hey, have you ever used Cheapo Air?
For years, and I really like it. With Cheapo Air, you can book online, use their app, or even over the phone. They've got great prices on over 500 airlines and millions of accommodations. They're my go-to for travel planning. And if you join their Club Miles program, you can earn points to save on the cost of your travel. Book on the app, and you get double points.
Sounds like it's time I tried Cheapo Air.
Call Cheapo Air at 855-247-3279 or visit cheapoair.com/podcast.